Wonderfilled people, welcome back to Wonderfilled Stories Podcast, where we train our minds to dream bigger, reach higher, and believe that amazing things can start with you. Today's wonder thought is all about luck. People sometimes say, "Wow, that kid is so lucky." But here's the secret most grown-ups don't even know. Luck isn't magic. It's momentum. The harder you work, the more you practice, the more you try, the luckier you get. Every time you take a small step forward, whether it's studying a little more, practicing a skill, helping someone, or being brave, you're stacking the deck in your favor. You're building chances for good things to happen. You're creating your own luck. So, today, remember, you don't have to wait for luck to find you. You can make it, one small, determined step at a time. Now get your imagination ready and put down your screen, because it's time for Chapter 14. Chapter 14, Free Skate. Ryland's Camaro sputtered to a stop in front of a brick mailbox that stood like a guard tower in front of a long, sloped driveway. The neatly mowed lawn and trimmed bushes invited visitors to the elegant house. Yet Ryland felt no welcome as he gazed up at the softly glowing windows. The porch light gleamed like a beacon of safe harbor for the girl in the passenger seat. Rye turned to his girlfriend and winced. The wound under his left ear was an unpleasant reminder of the confrontation with his little brother a few nights prior.
"Does it hurt, baby?" the girl whimpered as she caressed his face.
"Not as much as that little puke face is going to hurt by the time I'm done with him," Ryland growled. "I can't believe my brother and his rotten little friends hit the jackpot."
"How much money did they find?" the doe-eyed girl quizzed.
"He said there was more than $5,000.
Ryland carefully recalled the frantic conversation.
"There could be a lot more. He could have 50,000 smackers.
"That's more than enough to share," the girl bounced excitedly as she unsnapped her seatbelt.
"I'm gonna get some of that boodle. Then this beauty is gonna get a new paint job," Ryland said, caressing the dash of his car like he was petting a prize stallion.
"Can I choose the color?" the girl asked, then responded before Ryland could answer.
"It should be yellow."
"Of course, doll. You can choose anything you want." He closed his eyes and leaned in for a smooch, but met a clammy palm planted on his lips. "Sorry, baby. My parents are watching."
She popped open the door and stepped out before blowing a kiss and shutting it behind her.
"We can call it Yellow Jacket,"
he called out the window as she bounded up the driveway. She turned for a moment and with a giggle gave a little bzzz and playfully stabbed at him with her finger. The engine roared to life and Ryland pulled away respectfully, remembering to use his turn signal at the end of the block. Friday's party was everything it was hyped to be. The projector clicked steadily as the movie played on a pull-down screen, but most kids weren't watching. The back table looked as if a sugar volcano had erupted. In addition to the 4 grocery sacks of candy Mrs. Welder brought, Jace had a backpack full of candy bars and handed them out liberally. During afternoon recess, the boys met at the swings. Kai and Jace talked excitedly about the plans for the next adventure.
"We have to get to the roller rink early before anyone else shows up," Jace said.
"Do we know what time they open?"
"I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 o'clock.
Kai twisted himself in the chains of the swing, readying to take a spinning ride.
"Are we going to pay for everyone who comes to skate or just our friends?"
"We will have to pay for everyone to make it look like the roller rink is offering this," Jace reasoned. "Otherwise, someone will figure out that we're the ones paying."
"Good point," Kai nodded as the plans continued. If we're spending the night at the fortress, we'll need sleeping bags. It still gets pretty cold after dark. Davy, do you have that gas heater that belonged to your uncle? Jace, noticing that Davy was oddly quiet, tried to draw him into the plan. Yeah, but the canister is empty, Davy replied, and went back to bulldozing playground pebbles with his shoes. I haven't asked my mom yet. Is that a problem? Kai questioned. Your mom always says yes. I'm pretty sure that she would let me go, Davy said, but this is the week I'm supposed to see my dad. I thought that your dad didn't come around anymore, Jace stated. Well, he lives on a farm two counties over. Once in a while, he comes and picks me up on Friday night, Davy explained as he kicked the playground gravel disgustedly. He'll probably take me to a movie or to get a pizza. Wow, father of the year, huh? Well, if it makes you feel any better, my dad hasn't taken me to a movie in years, Kai finished, spinning as he tried to empathize. The look on Davy's face told him it didn't help. Is there any way to get out of it? Jace asked. Not a chance, Davy complained. If he shows up, my mom will make me go. Well, I'm sure there's always a chance, Jace responded optimistically. Davy and I will stop by his house after school and work together to clear the plans with his mom. It's always harder to say no when there are two sets of puppy dog eyes staring at you. Okay, then we will meet at Jace's house and drop off our bikes and camping gear, Kai added. Jace continued, my mom will give us a ride to the roller rink and bada bing, bada boom, we throw a party. The boys nodded in agreement. My dad can pick us up from the rink and drop us back at Jace's house, Kai finalized. Then we just have to grab our gear and ride out to the fort. It'll be dark, so don't forget to grab a flashlight. It was agreed, and after a few awkward high fives, they split up and began to spread the word that the roller rink would be letting kids in free that evening. Before the last 10 minutes of recess was up, the rumor mill had done its job. Every student had received the news, and dozens of kids were already making plans to show up to the free skate night at the roller rink. Well, that's another wonder-filled story in the books. Before you go, here's your final spark for the day. The world is full of tiny wonders. Some you discover, some you create. So keep your imagination switched on, your curiosity wide open, and courage close by. You never know what amazing thing might happen when you bring the wonder. If you're looking for bonus content, behind the scenes, sneak peeks, and a place to dream even bigger, then you should come and join us at the Wonder Club. You'll find it all waiting for you at jasonsoul.com. So until next time, remember, choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices, you can live with good consequences, and not the other way around. So be brave, be kind, be curious, and stay wonderfully wonder-filled.